Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Meya Rafa Israel Toda Shalom. You may be seated. We certainly do Barak Omariya for all of his excellent and wonderful blessings. The shower down upon Israel. The orchid ocean would say, yes, given us breath, life. That's more than enough to be very appreciative. And they would always say that my limbs are operative, my hands and my feet. And so they would show that great appreciation unto Omariya. And so in that same tone of appreciation, I told Yah for his excellence and the promises that he has granted unto Israel and the precious hope of Yahshua HaMashiach. And we live because he lives. Because of the power of the word of Yah, his Dabah, it brings his Chai, his life. It causes an invigoration of confidence to grow and to swell from the love of Israel. And it is not that we doubt, we are with certain confidence. Because Yahshua lives, regardless of the circumstances of tomorrow, and the plight of what we may perceive it to be, we can face it all head on. Regardless of the turbulence, whatever they may be, it is a great delight in Israel because we know that we trust in him and our confidence is in the sure foundation of truth. Yahshua is the true foundation of truth of the Abba. And let no one deceive you on that issue and that matter. And try to turn you away from that truth because he is the truth. As the old ones would say, he is the natural born, the real truth. And there is no other imats without Yahshua. I do want to continue on the path that I began on last in scripture truth gathering. As Sister Boone, Elder Boone, they wrote me a letter on Shabbat evening as we were preparing for Shemach Yisrael. And how the Levim rejoice in the tremendous simplicity of that truth. It caused their love or their Levim to be revived. And I want to continue on that path because we as Yisrael, we need the Rapha, the healing power of Yah. And it begins with the restoration of our minds, our perception, our concepts, our thoughts of the Most High. We need to realize the reality of whom he is and not of some twisted base concept that we have conjured in our own minds. It comes from the Torah, from the testimonies of Yah, that he reveals unto Israel in his testimonies the power of his might, his ability to go beyond what is expected of man. And he is the one that created the Torah of all things. He created the law of dynamics, the law of gravity, if that is what man wants to call it. But Yah has created the law of life, the Torah of life. He has created the Torah of sowing and reproducing. And everything that operates within the confines of the Torah of Yah, you will see the Rapha of the healing power and the favor of Yah resting upon it. Now, as we in our natural concepts, in our minds, how it tries to alter the Torah of Yah, so has man done that today. We see it in what we call the hybrid seeds instead of the heirlooms, the original. We see it in man trying to duplicate life with in vitro fertilization and every form of life producing whereby they think that they are the inventors of life. And it is one thing that Yah does. He brings us back. He restores our minds, that our minds will see the favor of the Torah unto Israel. It may be a tremendous knife or a sword to cut, but it stitches us up, it revives us, and it certainly mends us. And so it must be God in the mind of Israel. We know that in the mind of HaMashiach, there was no kind of sickness. Death had no power. It had no strength to prevent him from the things of Yah. And there are things that prevent us from moving on into that realm whereby we know him in the Ruach, in the spirits. We must do that, Israel. And it begins in the levim, the heart of man. It begins in our mind. I want to read again the verse that I began on last week. And it says here in Sirach 38 and 9, verse 10 as well. I think it's vitally important, the wisdom of Sirach as he speaks. He says, my son, as Yah speaks unto us, my son, when you are sick, when your body is out of alignment, your thoughts, your mind is being battled against and you do not know which way to turn. He says, my son, when you are sick, do not neglect, do not be negligent, but pray to Yah and he will Rapha, he will heal you. Give up your sins and direct your hands right and cleanse your lev from all of your sins. So when there's a battle or a contention, even within the realm of your flesh, first of all, Yah says to cry out unto him, to pray, to intercede, to fall down on our faces, and to cry out, and allow the imat, the truth of Yah, to deal with the substance of our love, that we may find the thing that is hidden, and the thing that cannot be detected by our own judging of our lev. We must allow the Torah, the word of Yah, to judge our inward parts, to judge our intent, our thoughts, our minds, our will, our purpose. These things must be judged. The Rapha of Yah restores us to the wholeness. Not just one aspect, but to the wholeness. The wholeness of our homes, our lives, our minds, our desire, our pleasures. It brings us back to the wholeness. As it was in the Garden of Eden, when he created Adam and Shiva. They were in the wholeness of Yah. They were Tomi. They were complete without sin at all. Until they rebelled against the Torah of Yah. And once they rebel, we saw all kinds of diseases and death ensue them. Because that is what Yah said. And when we began to walk in the Rapha of Yah, in that wholeness of healness, there is no cankerous power of sin to settle in our life. We allow this cancerous disease of sin, and that is a rebelliousness against the Torah of Yah, that we defy it, we have disdain for the Torah of Yah, and so it caused these foreign agents to begin to develop in our bodies. Just like in our natural senses, there are foreign agencies that develop in us when we do not follow, you say, the dietary law of Almighty Yah. When we go astray from that dietary purpose and the Torah of Yah, then we allow the foreign elements to camp in our bodies. And believe me, Israel, they alter every aspect of our bodies. It alters the blood flow. It alters the vessels and causing the blood to be carried to the extremities of our bodies that the oxygen may produce the life in us. So it is in the spiritual realm. When our minds are not being revived with the life of the spirit Ruach of Yah in Yeshua, then we began to die. There is no energized desire to praise him, to worship Yah, to offer up the offering of Torah unto him. And the agency, these foreign things, these false concepts and ideas, they began to cause our minds to be turned away from the Torah of Yah. And once that happened, that happens, then all kinds of things will begin to set in on them. So we as Israel, we must return back unto the Torah of Omar Yah, because there is where the healing is. I want to show us an example. I read it on last week, but I want to read it again. It's in 2 Menachem, 2 Kings, chapter 20, verse 5. We understand of this miraculous healing of Hezekiah by the Nabi Yeshayah, Isaiah. And as he went into the courts of the king to speak the instructions of Yah, I want us to understand that the Rapha of the healing power of Yah, it did not just begin with Yahshua. This has always been the bread of the Israelites, the healing of Yah. It has always been. And so when he was instructed of Yah to enter into the court of the king and to speak unto him what Yah commands, he says in verse 5, he says, first of all, shub, or turn. Now we must turn from our evil ways. We must turn from practices that produce death in us. Do we understand that? We must shub. And there are things that we follow after that they are not the most helpful things for us. They're not healthy. They're not helpful. And so it produced death instead of life. So he says to Hezekiah, turn again. Yah says to Yeshua, turn again and tell Hezekiah, my captain of my people, this says Yah, the sovereign ruler of David, your Avat. He says, I have heard your tefillah, I have heard your cry and your prayers. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will rafa. He said, I will make you helpful. I will make you healthy. I will make you complete. I will make you whole again. You understand that Hezekiah, when Yeshaya spoke these words to him in the beginning, he turned his face to the wall. And that is the Shachar. He kneeled down before Yah and he began to cry out unto the Most High. And scripture says that his memoria came up before Yah. His memoria, his deeds, his works, according to the Torah, they came up before the presence of Yah, and it was a sweet-smelling savor. He could find no wickedness there. He could find no ills against Hezekiah in his memorial. But it was preserved by his tzaddik, his righteousness, according to the Torah of Omar Yah. That says to us, we cannot act outside of the realm of the Torah of life. Yahshua is that Torah of life. He speaks the words of Yah and it brings the healing, the Rapha power of Yah. It makes us whole. And in order for you to be whole, the word must penetrate the veneer of the mind first. It is digested in the mind. It is received in the lev that you hide it, that you will not sin against Yah. There was a time that the elder Kedoshim, they had a prayerful lifestyle, and they prayed. This is what Hezekiah did. He fell down, he began to cry out in his tefillah. And the Nabi said, Yah has heard your prayers, your tefillah. He has seen your tears. Now that is one thing that a sincere prayer is accompanied with. It is accompanied with tears. At any time that there is no tearfulness or no tremendous cry out unto Yah in our tefillah, there will never be tears. There will never be any at all. It is a form of purging. It is a form of purging the body and purging the mind. And so not only did he hear his tefillah, but one of the most important things is that he said, I've seen your tears. When is the last time he saw our tears? Do we really have tears to offer up unto Yah? He said, not only have I heard your tefillah, your cry, but your tears, the weeping of your eyes. This is a generation, we are hardened to that. Very little of that today among the Israelites of Almighty Yah. But Yah says, I've seen you, I've heard your prayer, and I've seen your tears. He says, and I will Rapha, I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the Bayat of Almighty Yah. You shall go up to the Bayat of Yah and offer up the offering that is received by me for the healing power. Now listen, he saw no transformation. It was the power of the spoken word by the Nabi. He said, Yahweh said he is going to heal you. So it had to begin in the mind of Hezekiah. It had to begin in his mind. He had to receive that by faith, Emunah. And that is how the just of Yah are justified, by Emunah, by faith. So he received that in his mind, and he began to cause the life to blossom in his life. He began to cause the growth of the word of Yah to flourish within him. And he, with great anticipation, waited to bring the offering unto Yah in the bayit of Yah. And so we must as well, when the prayer of Emunah for us, we must come into the bayit of Yah with an offering of Torah and great praises unto Yah. Because we do not obey his instructions, it inhibits us from many of the blessings of the Most High. He said, on the third day, you shall be healed. Did Yahshua rise the third day out of the tomb of the darkness of the earth? He got up. He got up. It was by the spoken word of Almighty Yahweh. And we must have confidence and great trust in what Yah speaks. I know it's amazing that how we go to doctors and they speak to our minds death. You will leave that place depressed and oppressed. And they began to speak in terminology that you don't even know. But you are impressed by because you perceive them to be wise and knowledgeable. Yah speaks in a way that is of simplicity. He said, just get on your face. Tell me your sin. You began to see the Rapha. I began to make you whole. Your mind will begin to be stitched and renewed again. And so with these strangers that we have at our path that speaks unto us and tell us and gives us an instruction of simplicity. And the only thing we must do is have the emunah to believe it, the faith and confidence to believe that he said it. And we believe it, that's enough and it's settled in the gates of heaven. That's all we have to do. It is not some kind of ritual you have to perform. Yet in the midst of this corrupt world, we have to go through all kinds of hoops and all kinds of changes. People are so disgusted and so oppressed by even going to the doctor. They got this machine. They got this needle to run in you. They got this test to do. They got this stranger to put you before. They got this one you got to unclothe yourself before. And yet Yah says, just take off those filthy clothes of sin. And let the water of Yahshua, the living water, wash you. It is the living water, Israel. He says, not only wash you, drink some of it. Let this water that flows, let it revive you. Let it refresh you, Israel. Allow my word to become the living source of your life. Israel, we must allow the word of Yah to become the living source. That is our healing power. That is our healing power. That is the Rapha of Yah. He did not send a Melach unto Hezekiah. He sent a Nabi. He sent a prophet. That's what he sent. And it caused Hezekiah to remember his ways and his days and even the things that he had perceived, that he had acknowledged what he had done. Yet it had been acknowledged and he had sent it up before Yah in the offering of repentance and the cleansing of his sins. We forget what Yah has done for us. That's why we must retain the testimonies of his power and his might. Because if we don't do that, Israel, we will forget easily the great hands of Yah and what he has done for his people. Once we began to forget that, then we're going to lose out, Israel. It is one thing that it begins in the mind. It begins in the love of his people. And it is one thing that the enemy loves to do, is to cause our minds to accept these foreign things that do not produce anything at all. There's a verse in the wisdom of Sirach that it speaks that we may not think that this is our attitude, but it is our attitude. And I want to read this in Sirach 28 verse 3. He says this to Israel, Sirach 28 3. It says, does a man harbor anger against another? Do we have this dissatisfaction against our brother, our sister, and do we harbor it? Does it rust in our bosom? There are folks that are laying on their dying beds with things in their heart that they know they are wicked and they have held on to that. You know, Sister Robert's natural father is dying. 96 pounds, he's dying. And so, all of a sudden, they finding out that they have brothers, a brother and sister that they've never known. But he's on his dying bed now. He's dying. Now I'm giving you that for an example that how will we harbor things? We harbor, we allow things to remain in our life. It stays there. So we harbor things. It brings or it opens the doors to every kind of a foreign agency that works against the Torah of Yah. And when you began to do that, Sirach speaks unto us as the repercussions of what it will, what will prevail in your life. He says, does a man harbor anger against another and yet seek for healing from Yah? It shall not be, Israel. We can never harbor thoughts in our minds and our love against Israel, against our brother and our sister. And yet we seek unto Yah for healing, and we know that there's something in us that's not right. It will not be. That is why Sirach says, consider or confess your sins, and then you pray. You must first of all acknowledge your sins. We can seek him all we want to, but yet we have things that are lodged in our minds and our spirits, and we know that they're wrong. We have concepts and thoughts about the body. About the body of Yeshua. And we harbor those things that we are constantly reminded and we draw from a system of foul and putrefied death. We don't realize it. We try to examine ourselves, we can't find it. We try to look for it, it is hidden in the depths, in that little secret chamber of your life. And the only way it's going to be drawn out is by the mercy of Yah and by the emet of Yah. Then your iniquitous ways, they're purged. It reveals unto you the avon, the wickedness that has been lodged in you. It has harbored and it has produced life. And so it springs forth from that. We cannot harbor, Israel, things in our minds against our brothers and sisters, even strangers. And cry out unto Yah for healing. It shall not work that way. It is not going to work that way. We cannot allow these things. And they begin in our minds. And we hide them in our life. And by hiding them there, then we have no power to resist this foreign thing until the truth of the matter is revealed. When you go to a physician, you don't know what's wrong with you. You tell him, I'm hurting here and there. And so he goes to his medical books and he diagnoses that by understanding the symptoms of certain things and the reason you're hurting there. That's what he does. And that's how they diagnose what is wrong with you. And so we come into the bite of Yah in our sickness And yet we don't understand. We know we're hurting. We know that our minds are not whole. We know that we can't retain the word of Yah. We know that our minds are like a cistern with the hole. We hear the word of Yah and it just flows right out. It just flows right out of us. And the word of Yah is a cleanser. It is a purger. It purges us. It cleanses us. And it cleanses us out. And so the power of the word of Yah must be spoken that it identifies, because it is doing a dialysis on you, and it will tell you what's wrong with you. And that's what the word of Yah does. It tells us what's wrong with us, and it shows us what's wrong with us, and he speaks the same words to heal us or to bring the rapha, to make us whole, to make us complete. To restore us. To cause us to be mended. And that is the Rapha of Yah. Cause us to be complete. And that's what we need, Israel. But we are not going to receive the Rapha, the healing of Yah. We're not going to receive that wholeness and our carrying these things in our life that we know that they are wrong. We must begin to search that above all things. And once we began to search that, Israel, then we can truly touch Yeshua. We can truly touch him. And when we touch him, we can sense the virtue of Yeshua filling our bodies. We can sense the purity, the virtue. And when we allow the word of Yah to begin to cut and purge us, we can see the power of Yeshua operating in us. But when we resist it, we reject that, then we will never be whole. We must touch him. We have to. We've touched sin and everything that is, but we must touch HaMashiach. There's no other way that we're going to walk in the profound healings of Almighty Yah. He is that living water, that sweet water that we can drink. And there in that sweet water is the healing properties of Yah. Let me show us an example here in Shemoth in Exodus. Chapter 15, verse 24. We know this when the Hebrews came unto Marah for the drink of water. And they found that the waters were bitter. They were very bitter. No life in bitterness at all. When you harbor things, it's because you're bitter. There are those that have harbored things against one another because they're bitter toward each other. They're bitter toward the husband or the wife, sons, daughters, children. They're very bitter. It says in Shemoth, Exodus 15:24, it says the people murmured. They began to loom. They began to grumble and complain. Now that is not a part of our process in this walk. That we murmur and complain. I'm telling you, Yisrael, these are the things that will defile a water. It will cause the waters of Yah to be bitter. You can't drink them. They're not sweet to our bellies. We hear the word of Yah. We get up. We rise up. We began to murmur. We began to complain. Because we have harbored this anger in our life against the Most High. We don't examine ourselves to that extent and to believe that we would do those things. They saw the hand of Yah. They saw the miracles of Yah. That did not impede them or stop them from their murmuring, their complaining, and their wicked ways. So they began to loon against Moshe, saying, What are we going to drink? What's here for us? There is nothing here. And he cried. He cried for help to Yah. And Yah showed him a tree. He has shown us that tree of life. Yeshua is a tree of life. He showed them that source of life. That tree. That tree of life. He showed them a tree. Which when they had cast into the water, the waters were made matzah. They were made sweet. Very sweet. As we will sing the songs, he's sweet, I know. Because scripture tells us he's very matzah. He is sweet. It was sweet. And there Yahweh made for them, he made a hook, a stature, and an ordinance, a judgment there, that he proved them. Don't you want Yah to prove us? Come on, Yisrael. In the power of his Emat, his truth, we find the Rapha of Almighty Yah. We find the power of his purging and forgiveness of all of our sins and our ways that we have regressed and not progressed toward him. But we have regressed, Yisrael. We're not progressing. We are regressing. When a man is healthy, when he has healthful lungs, when his body is healthy, he can progress. He can drive beyond his physical ability. When his body is not healthy, he has no rafa, his mind is not healed, he is very limited. He began to regress. As others press forward, he began to fall back. And we are falling back from the word of Yah. We are relying on everything but the word of Almighty Yah. We don't rely upon prayer at all. The tears are almost missing from the tear ducts of the Israelites. No tears. They didn't cry out like Hezekiah. They began to loom. They began to murmur. And that's the mindset of Israel today. We began to ask, why me? The first thing, instead of crying out unto Yah, hear my prayers and hear my voice as I cry out. We cannot harbor things in our love and allow them to continue to grow and spill the poison throughout our bodies, and our minds do not produce properly. It doesn't function properly. Our bodies do not function properly because of the foreign things that are in our bodies. And in our mind, the mind of Yahshua is always a mind that pleases Yah. It pleases the Abba. Instead of them like Hezekiah, falling on their faces and crying out in the midst of a barren place, they began to loom, they began to cry out against the man of Yah. He was the messenger of Yah. He represented the kingdom authority of Yah. He represented the kingdom power of Almighty Yah. Yet Yahshua is the healing tree of our lives. Israel, that's the healing tree of our lives. And what we need to do is allow the tree, the branches, to extend into the bitter portions of our love, down into the depths of the vile and the bile in our hearts. The bile and the poisonous stench. That's what we must begin to do. And allow him to cause us, our countenance, our minds to be made sweet and to be refreshed by the living Torah, the law of Yah. That's the only way. There's a Torah to the natural man, his natural body. There's a Torah. So it is in the spiritual realm. You go outside of that, then you're going to find all kinds of ailments. A man's body is not meant to do what a football player does. Is that meant for that? You go outside of that, in life you will find the very damage you have done. And so it is in the spiritual law. The mind of Yahshua is not meant to fight against Yah, to loom, to murmur, to complain. We began to murmur and complain because there is something in us, there's some vile in us that has not been eradicated. There are things in us that are not clean, they're not pure. It's like the poison of an asp. And it poisons our minds. And anything that is poison, it produces death. And so when our minds become poison, then our bodies become full of death. When our bodies become full of death, then there is no healing properties in our bodies. When there is no healing properties in our bodies, then we began to see the sickness and the diseases overtake us. There is a Torah to avoid all that. It is in the word of Yah. And so because of that, because we go so astray, we go astray so often. Before I went astray, before I turned from the Torah of Yah, before Ashub, Yah, he allowed the afflictions. He tried us, he tested us with afflictions before we went astray and went away from the Torah that produced the Rapha of Almighty Yah. We cannot continue to go astray, turning from the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. We cannot, Yisrael. It's going to produce death among us. We must walk, our minds must be Rapha, they must be healed. It must be done now, not tomorrow. It must be restored. There must be a faith and emunah in us that trusts Yahweh. We don't trust Yah. And we must deal with that within ourselves, Israel. We must deal with what's actually in us. We must do that. We want to avoid that, but you cannot avoid that in this time. The waters were bitter. And when we began to hold fast these vile things in our love, we began to hold fast to these corrupt things in us, then it began to make us bitter. And we will present that kind of spirit, that attitude toward one another. We will hold things in our love that corrupts us even the greater. We will harbor things that are vile and evil in us. And when you think about it, even make you sick, as you say, sick of the stomach. You know that that's not working for your benefit. It makes you angry. Makes you upset. You know that's not Yah. You know it's not going to bring the healing of Yahweh. Not one bit at all, Yisrael. I read that for us not to be angry against one another. And then we seek Yah for Rapha, for healing. We have sometimes the superficial presentation of one another. We know that we have things in us and we know that we have anger and hostility. We harbor things against one another. We try to seek Yah for healing. That's folly. Your prayers are not being heard. He is not intrigued with your prayers. He's not answering them. They have not been for Moshe to destroy them right there in the wilderness. It's the prayer of the Siddiqah, of the righteous one, that availeth much. We know about how righteous we are there, don't we? Because first of all, we don't even have the ability to pray. And Hezekiah, the first thing he did, he began to pray. And when he began to think of the mighty testimonies of Yah and the Tav, the excellence of Yah, the tears began to flow. It was not his circumstance, because he knew Yah was more than able. When he began to think of the mighty works of Yah, the tears began to flow. His mind was driven back to the testimonies, how that he brought his people through some of the most trying afflictions, and he brought them out pure. His tears began to fall. Tears of appreciation unto Yah. That he had given him this opportunity. That's why Yah added the days, the years, 15 years to the man's life. Because his travailing, he was sincere in his travailing. His prayers were sincere. We have this pseudo function that we believe is a sincere prayer, but it's not, Yisrael. We must get sincere. And it's not based upon feelings. It's based upon emunah, faith. I had a precious young man from Toronto, Canada, call me today. And he says to me, Pastor Roberts, there are things that I do in Yah and Yahshua. Very beautiful spirit on the man. And sometimes I just don't feel like things are working or going in the way Yah intends. I said to my brother, first of all, it is not for you to feel. It is a walk of emunah, faith, that you believe Yah and you trust Him, and it's settled, my brother. This walk is not more to feel how you feel when we act upon the word of Yah. It's a way that we act upon it with emunah, and it's settled. It's done, regardless. You may not see the fruit of the seed of the zira. You just put it in the ground. And watch the ground. And when the word of Yah is sown in the tough ground, you will see the fruit come forth. Some 60, some 30, some 100-fold. You're going to see it. If the ground is not excellent, you're going to see death, thorns, and every kind of foul thing growing. It's one thing truly, when the soil is healthy, when the soil is healthy, you will see less weeds. When it's truly healthy, when the soil is healthy, you will not have to battle the weeds that you do when the soil is not healthy. When all of the properties are there in the soil, you don't have to battle the weeds like we have to battle around here. That is where the Zerah draws the resources to give health and healing in the properties for our bodies. That's what food is. It restores our vigor. It should invigorate us. It should cause life to flow. At today's food sources, it causes us to be bloated and lifeless. Come on, Israel. That is what it does. We're lifeless, we're tired, we're worn out. Now you know that's not Yah. Same thing in the spiritual realm. You hear the word of Yah, it does not create this effervescent, this delight. We're lethargic, we're slothful. And a sloth operates in the spirit of death. We have to act upon the word of Yah, Yisrael. Yah wants to make us whole with the Rapha, his healing. Let me read this in Sirach, in the 28th chapter. I like what it says here. It says in Sirach 28, I want to read verse 3. And then I want to read Sirach 34, 14. Sirach chapter 34, verse 14. It says, I read it last week, but it is important that I read it again. He who fears Yah will not be timid, not play the coward, for he is his hope. Blessed is the nefesh, ebrach is the nefesh, the man, who yare or fears Yah. To whom does he look? And who is his support? Who do we look to? The smallest of ailment we look to the aspirin bottle. We don't look to bend our knees. We don't look to Yah. Because we're cowardly. We're cowardly. Just the fear of a pain causes us to be cowardly. We don't trust Yah. It's amazing how we trust strangers who we've never known. Do you know Yah? How do we know we know him? If a man says he knows Yah and keeps not his commandment, he's a liar. We say we know him, we yada. We keep not his truth, we are liars. And all through his truth, even with Hezekiah, we see the power of his healing is restoring his Rapha unto Israel. The eyes of Yah upon those who have great ahavahim, a mighty protection and strong support. Now, what more can we ask for? If we truly ahavaya, and we won't know if we ahava because we keep his mitzvah, his commandments. We obey his instructions with great delight. They are not grievous unto us, but we rejoice. We delight in the Torah of Yah from our inward parts. And when there's a delight in the inward parts, believe me, it will be reflected. When the inward parts are healthy, that's why Shaul says, I delight. I delight. There's great pleasure. He said, I delight in the Torah of Yah from the inward parts. When you take pleasure in a nice, wonderful meal, doesn't cause your expression to change. It causes you to feel wonderful. So we delight in the lachem of Yah, in Yeshua, then it will cause us to present the healthiness of the healthfulness of Yah. We'll be healthy. Our looks You can tell when someone is healthy, when someone is unhealthy. You look at them. Come on, Israel. You look at their face, their countenance. You see how the blood flows. We got to get this foreign mess out of us. I'm going to show us how to get it out. How it started too. I know I won't finish this week. It's too much to this. But I'll lay it out. Deacon Bennett, the brothers can take it from there. I'll lay it out. The other brothers, they don't have, they can springboard off of that. They don't have to. But this is just one truth. This is one word. He said, the eyes of Yah upon those who love him. Now, because we have great love for him, he presents himself as a mighty protector. He is a strong support. He is a shelter from the hot wind and a shade from the noonday sun and a guard against stumbling and a defense against falling. Now, what can you ask for? Well, Pastor Roberts, that doesn't say that. It says it in Sirach. I'll tell you what. Give me an expression that's any greater than that. I can trust this. He is our confidence. He is our strong support, is what he's telling us. And the only thing he commands us, ask of us, to love him. Well, how do we know we're presenting the kind of love unto him that he accepts? By keeping his Torah. Obeying him, Israel. He's not asking us to do anything that is unbearable. And if he asks us to do that, we will think that we accomplish defeat within our own ability. So he says, just trust and obey. Believe me. Just believe me. Well, I'll cut my finger for you. No, I don't want that. Just believe me. I'll cry Mount Fuji for you. No. I simply want you to believe me, to have faith in what I say. Trust me. Just trust me. He lifts up the nephesh, the soul, and gives light. He gives the visitation, the visibility of Yeshua to the eyes, the I am, and he grants Rapha. He causes the light. He gives light to the eyes. Yeshua is the awe. He's the light of the word of Yah. Yeshua is what caused the word of Yah to shine. Yeshua is what brings the light to the word of Yah. Yeshua is the healing property of the word of Yah. He is the power of the healing Rapha of Yah. Not only does he lift up the soul, he lifts us up when we are broken. He lifts up the nephesh. And that is just not something in the inward parts. He lifts up the life of man. He lifts up the nephesh. He calls higher life to flow with great expression. That's truth. I don't care whose mouth it comes out of. He lifts up the nephesh. And he gives light. He gives the revelation of Yeshua to the eyes. He gives the revelation of Yeshua to the eyes. That we can see him. We can see the works of Yah in him. He calls that to be seen unto Israel. And then he grants Rapha healing and life and also blessing. I can eat that, Israel. I can buy that. What are you going to buy with nothing but emunah, faith? You buy the truth of Yah with faith. That's how you buy it. What are you going to buy with silver or gold? It's corrupt. You buy this with faith. You trust this. Hallelujah. If one sacrifices from what has been wrongfully obtained, the offering is blemish. The gifts of the Torah lustness of the lawless, they are not acceptable. If we're not operating in the Ruach, the spirit of life in Yeshua, then even our prayers are not accepted. Our offerings of Torah are not accepted. If we are lawless, if we're not governed by the Torah of Yah, then our prayers and our offerings, they are not accepted by Almighty Yah. That's why we harbor these things, and they, what they do, they separate us from Yah. He is totally honest with us, is he not? So what do we think we're going to hide? That's the spirit of Adam and Eve when they sinned. They hid from Yah. How can we hide from him? It's to our own devastation and destruction. We think we're hiding from each other, but we're not. When one is spiritual, they can discern all things. And so Yah, because he is a Ruach, then he speaks unto us by the Spirit. He lets us know what's in us. So you're not hiding. You're not getting by. And you will know it's in you because eventually death is going to be the destruction of you. What death? Your ear will be turned away from the word of Yah. There will be no solace in the hearing of the word of Yah. It does not move you when you're not in the proximity of what Yah speaks. Your heart is not given unto hearing what the word of Yah says. Because it's full of bile and vile is corrupt. So it doesn't trouble you. Not one bit. And you will go and do things that are much more detrimental to you than what you've already done. And what Yah wants to say to us as he speaks to us, it begins in the lev, Yisrael, in the mind. It begins there. It must begin in the lev of man. It begins there. You must hear it. You must hear what Yah speaks. I know we hear. He says he's given Israel ears to hear, but they hear not. He's given us eyes to see, but we cannot see. And yet he says here in Sharaka, he says, see, he has lifted up the nefesh and given light. Given light. Given the visitation of Yahshua to the eye end, to the centrality of man, to the mind, to your thoughts, and to your ruach. He has given the light of Yahshua. And so the things that were hidden, the light shines on them now. The light shines on them. And so they must be rooted out, Israel. They're vile weeds, and they grow as thorns, and they choke out the word of Yah. And then you become unfruitful. Your life becomes unfruitful. You hear the word of Yah, and immediately the shatan that shod them, that demon that controls your mind, the demon of your covetousness, your corrupt and your wicked ways against the Torah of Yah, they began to rob and to steal the word of Yah, and all will begin to grow from you as weeds and thorns, and you become prickly that no one can say anything to you. Hallelujah. Because the testimony of Yah has no relevance, no power in your life at all. And it must have power. It has to have power. Yisrael. He tells us that the Most High is not pleased with the offerings of the wicked, of the Rasha. He is not propitiated for the sins of the multitudes. A sacrifice. So although he does, he gives and he cries out, there is no price. That price is not paid. He is not propitiated for the multitudes of his sins. So Yisrael, hear me. If we harbor things in us, I don't care how much you cry out. You can come here and lift your hands always to the ceiling and jump to the top of the ceiling. There's no propitiation. Your sins are not propitiated. No, not at all. I won't be it at all. We must get it right. We must lay our gifts down at the altar, get it right, and that begins the healing process. It's almost like someone walking with crutches, and all of a sudden they have to lay the crutches down to realize what's in that, in their ability to walk. And if they never lay the crutches down, they will begin to become more reliant upon the crutches, and then they will never regain the ability to walk. And that's the truth. They will not allow the muscles to strengthen. That's why ball players think they have therapists. They have an operation today. Week later, they're exercising. They have an operation today. A week later, they're exercising. And so when we are bombarded with thoughts and concepts, we must exercise our emunah. Because the enemy is trying to sow these things in our minds to bring death, and to bring every kind of vile thing and insidious thing to bring life to it. So we must begin to exercise our faith. Well, how do we exercise that? By hearing. By hearing what the word of Yah says. As David said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the Bayat of Yah. That you're glad, that your ears are attentive, your mind is awakened, your thoughts are refreshed by the idea that Yah shall speak to you. Come on, Yisrael. It's amazing how people will intensively listen to what a doctor says. They will take that prescription, they will sell their souls to get that prescription filled, and it's not them with drugs. They tell you it's drugs, you can say what you want to. And drugs always alter the perception. Yah feeds us imuna, faith. Period. He feeds us the word that enhances our faith. That's it, Israel. And they put the foreign agents in us, and the body begins to change, and that drug fights against that drug. Well, imuna doesn't fight against meekness, and meekness doesn't resist temperance. And temperance is in love with kindness. And kindness has a great gentleness toward the Yazahava. Come on, Yisrael. So what he feeds us from this tree of life, Yahshua, it doesn't fight. The fruits don't fight against each other. They began to pump the drugs in you. They began to alter your ability of your body to digest that into the system, or to cause it to be integrated into the system. It caused your body to be altered, that your heart, your lungs are not working in the operation that Yah intended for it to operate in. You see, the word of Yah will cause your lev and your heart to work concisely in oneness in the ikar of the ruaka. Because there will be an agreement, because the word of Yah, it is an agreement with what he has put in us and what we have heard from the beginning. It is renewed and refreshed because we hear it again. That's why this concept that Yah will not have men to stand before us and speak, that's a lie from hell, because this must be heard constantly and over again. Even in the kingdom, it's going to be heard. This is not going to change. We just got to know all things as Yahshua, and in the kingdom we're going to hear it, and we're going to look back and say, my, 10, 100 billion years, you're going to look back and say, my. It's going to be just as fresh today as it was 1,000 years, 100 billion years, if you could express time like that in those dimensions. Come on, Yisrael. Yahshua is the word. He will never change. In the kingdom, we're not going to be dissatisfied with hearing the words. And so if you have no great delight in it here, in the kingdom, you will not get in. And that's a fact. Hallelujah. So we can offer up unto Yah offerings, even in our great dilemmas, for we have not gotten the right process right first. It begins with examination of our minds and our love. Yisrael, we better begin to examine that. We say we do, but we really do not do an in-depth introspective research of what's literally in us. We must. You can tell what's in you. You can tell when someone says something to you. When someone says something, you can tell what's in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't harbor anything against one another and expect the healings of Yah. We cannot do that. It's not going to happen, Yisrael, not one bit at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to begin. Let me read this. Matithiyah. It shows us how that this process of being made whole. And actually the word whole is the higher of Yah, Yisrael. It is the continuous of life. It is the flow of life. Now if you're whole, you have the higher. You're a lively tree. And that lively tree, it's one thing about a tree that is taken care of properly. It is free from diseases. And when we have the liveliness of Yahshua in us, we're free from the power of discouragement. That is the higher of Yah. When you find someone that have, that possess this liveliness, I don't care what situation, there's a life in them. And they express that in their facial expression, in their attitude about all things. So it calls us to have the fitness of Yah. It is the higher. It says in Matita Yah in Matthew 9:21. When the woman touched the hem of Yahshua's garment, she says here, for she said within herself, She did not say it out loud, did she? It says she said within herself, Matthew 9:21. She said within herself, if I may but touch his garment. You see where it began? It's going to begin within yourself, Israel. And you know what it began with you? We must begin with us. You got to speak within yourself what truly in you. You can't deny it. So she acknowledged what was in her. She had the press, the will, the desire. She had enough emunah to know, but if I could just touch him. So it begins in the left, in the mind. It begins there. It begins within oneself. Not this wicked thing they call positive thinking, like these snakes out of hell are presenting unto the people. This is a walk of emunah. We know what Yah has put within us. If we are true sons of Israel, he has put it in the inward parts and in our mind. So she drew from the well of life. So she said within herself, for the Torah of life was in her, and we must go back to Yah's way in order to enjoy the healing power of Yah. Not these false lies, these damn wicked men, these T.D. Jakes and Benny Hinn, they're wicked. And the folks believe in these false, superficial things they call healing. These are simeon. And that is the Greek word for the healing, simeon. Just like seance. And they're calling on the demon powers. I can show us in scripture whereby a demon of great power can cast out the one of lesser power. I can show you in the book and show you where it's been done. These are ignorant men. They don't know the scripture. And that's a fact. Well, how do you know them? Because I studied them. I studied them. I studied them all the time. No, I studied them. You boast and know. I make my boast in Yeshua for your benefit, for our benefit. I studied them. I study the book. When I'm tired, I study. Late at night, when I'm in bed, I'll turn the light on. Don't need much. It's a book of life. It's what the gems of life are. So she began within herself, did she not? And that is the first thing that caused us to be perturbed. When someone begins with you. I don't care what it is. When they speak anything that we perceive is not favorable, we don't like that. We don't realize it's the healing power of Yah's healing. It's causing you to really identify what's in you and to be honest enough. So she was honest enough. She said within herself, if I may but touch. I don't need him to speak to me. I don't need him to say anything. I just need to touch. I just need to touch his garment. The garment of Siddiq, of righteousness. I just need to touch his garment. And that's what she said within herself. And so we began to say within ourselves, we can just touch him. And we need to touch Yeshua, Israel. How? How are we going to do that? Well, I read to us in Shirak, I read to us how that Yah, he lifts up our nefesh and he gives light. He gives the revelation of Yeshua to our eyes. And that's what he's doing tonight, giving the revelation of the healing power of Yeshua to us. It must begin within you. If I can touch him, she says, I shall be Rapha. I shall be healed. If we touch him, we shall be healed. If we touch him, we got to allow the word of Yah to break us. It's got to crush us, Israel. It's got to crush these impediments that we allow to take root in our minds to stand against Yah. Anything that is not of Emuna, it is sin. There's a wickedness that's prowling in our mind. It must be of faith. It is of faith. She said, if I can touch him. If I can touch him, I know I will be made whole, Rapha. I will be made Rapha. I will be made whole. I know I will be complete. life shall flow in me. And we touch him, Yisrael. We lay hands on him and grab hold to the word of Yah. And hide it in our love. We will be made whole. It will root out our stubbornness, our wickedness. It will find that hidden sin that has caused the agony in your life for so long. And all of a sudden, it's rooted out. You wonder why there's a transformation. Because the sin at the root of that sin is rooted up. He must be got at the root, Israel. This thing is not a surface thing. It is rooted deep in the minds of the Israelites. We began to speak the truth to ourselves. And speak to ourselves. She knew she hadn't touched him. She knew she hadn't been touched by him. We just haven't been touched by him. We haven't touched him. As the old Kiddush would say, feel his nail-scarred hands. Feel his feet. Touch him. She said, I will be made whole. Rapha. I know I will be made complete. And then Yahshua turned around. And when he saw her, he said, daughter. I like that. He said, daughter. 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 He says, be of excellent, tough comfort. Ma. He says, your emuna has made you whole, Rapha. Your emuna has caused Haya, life to be produced in you. And the woman was made whole from that hour. She was made complete. We touch Yahshua, we are made complete from that hour. We allow things to fester in our minds, not for hours, but days and weeks and months and years. Have we not? Can you imagine her agony over the days and the years? All of her finances gone, seeking some kind of healing, and there was no healing. Yet when the light of Yahshua was revealed by Yah unto her eyes. You read that what I read in Sharaka. It speaks of all those things. I want to go back there one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says that Yah, he said the eyes of Yah upon those who have I love him. A mighty protector and strong support. A shelter from the hot wind. And a shade from the noonday sun. And a guard against stumbling. And a defense against failing. It takes emuna to love Yah. You haven't seen him. It takes faith to love him. He said, your faith has made you whole, woman. He didn't call her woman, but he called her daughter. Daughter. Your faith. Come on, daughters of Tizayan. Hallelujah. You serve a tremendous function among the body of Yahshua. The enemy has robbed you from that. You're more concerned with a physical attraction instead of a spiritual attraction. Come on. Get some of those, not some, but some. And some of that benitis, as the old Kiddushim would say. And calluses on your knees. You can't get down there and stay an hour or two. Come on, Yisrael. Hallelujah. We must return back to the way of Yah. Back to the course that he was ordained for us. Yahshua is that course. He is the, listen, Yisrael. Yahshua is the living Torah of Yah. He is the Torah of life. There's no life without Yahshua. He is the ordinance of Yah. He is the stipulations of Yah. He is the mitzvah of Almighty Yah. Come on, a people that had seen the mighty hand of Yah in Mizraim, and then they turn away from the conditions that Yah ordained them. And then their camp filled with every kind of disease and sickness. That's what we have done, Yisrael. I'm not just talking about a physical disease that manifests itself in our bodies. I'm talking about our minds are so corrupt, we can't even pray, we can't press. We don't even have faith. We don't have the emunah of Yah. We're so discouraged, we're so despondent. That shouldn't be among the people of Yah. Hallelujah. It should not be. Yah speaks unto his people in Shemoth in Exodus 15:26. One verse I want to read here. He gives unto them the course that they must take. And this must be gathered in the Lev Yisrael. And we can avoid these diseases. He says in Shemoth, Exodus 15:26. And Yah said, if you will diligently, you will shemach. You will listen and hear what I say. Listen, shemach, to the voice of Yah, your Abba. And he said, and will do that which is right in his sight. He said, you must first of all, this is what is right, and will give ear unto his mitzvah. He says, and I want you to keep all of my statutes, not some of his statutes or his chukah. He said, all of them. He said, I will not put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon Mizraim. For I am Yahweh that Rapha you. He is the one that calls us to live helpful. He is the one. Yisrael, it begins with having faith and doing what he commands us. My nature was stubborn and rebellious. Our minds were born into a nature of sin. We were shaped by iniquity. And so the only thing that brings us back to the Rapha, the healing power of Yah, is that by his commands, his instructions that he gives us. Even in the natural sense, Yisrael, there are things that people get so perturbed about. There's an order, well, you got to check in here and then go there. Well, why we got to do all that? Why we just can't go there? Well, that's the process. You got to go here, and then when you go from there, you got to go there. Well, I'm going straight there. No, you got to go back there first, then go to that station and that one. We get perturbed behind that. You see people drive and they get perturbed because someone came out in front of them. So any instructions, we get perturbed behind it. I don't see why we have to do that. What's the reason behind it? Why did he say that? He doesn't know what he's saying. So we do that with a natural proclivity, what we think is going to happen in the spiritual realm. So when Yah instructs us, he gives us statutes, we say, I don't see why I have to do that. What's the reward of it? My, what's the reward of it? What's the great privilege of it? That he instructs you to do it. If he speaks a great word unto us, there's a great reward. So we walk in the ways that Yah has ordained. Then Yisrael, this is no positive thinking. You don't get this by positive thinking. You get this by positive obedience. This is an act of obedience. You can think this all you want to. You see that all the time. Even in our own practice of hypocrisy, we can identify in others. But our own practice of hypocrisy. We say one thing and do the other thing. We pretend and there's no sincere motive to our pretend. We're pretending to our intent. So he says unto us, if we obey, do what I command you to do, then you will see, I am the one that heals. I am the one that Rapha. He is. You can look throughout Torah, even the lost books, and you will find that even Yah, I don't care whether you go to the doctors or whatever, it is Yah that heals. And every drug consists of concoctions of different herbs that they have formulated, and they understand the wisdom of the knowledge of that. They simply, the only thing that opens the door to the satanic powers of darkness is one thing. Can I tell you what it is? You believe me. Hear me. It's because they love money. And everything is done for money. That's what opened, the love of money is the root of all evil. They will let you down the bench in the hospital if you don't have proper insurance. And if you come in there, gunshot wounds all in your chest, they want to know what kind of insurance. Who's their insurer? First thing, the first order of business, they're looking Medicare, Medicaid, whatever. See, that's what opened the doors to every kind of unclean thing. Some folks go in there and they get worse in there. That's the truth. They get worse in the hospitals and death pursue them than they are just striving and striving. It takes away the ability to trust Yah. Because everyone that's laying their hands on you, they're not laying their hands on you praying in the name of Yahshua. Unclean, demonic possessed, lesbians, pedophiles. That's the truth, Israel. Unclean men, unclean women, adulterers and fornicators. Come on, Israel. You will not even let someone that's a homeless person, hands that are dirty and filthy, touch you with you. No, hardly are you going to do that. Hardly. Smelling all. But we don't sense that they have a stench on them that is much more vile than the poor man on the street. They hide through their cloak of self-righteousness and they're vile. Hallelujah. Cause your mind to be turned away from the Emunah of Yah. So if we simply obey Yah, Yisrael, we'll begin to see the mighty power of Yah operating within us. But it begins with the mind. The mind must be restored. We got to restore the mind and the love. Our mind must be restored, Israel. It has to be. He must begin the healing in our minds first. And if that ain't healed right, I don't care what you try to do. It's not going to operate right, Israel. It has to begin there. And it begins with a love for the hearing of the word of Yah. We got to love to hear the truth. We got to love the purpose of Yah more than we love our own desires. It has to begin there, Israel. It must be. Hallelujah. We see the hands of Yah, it must be the hands of Yah upon us. It must be a great rejoicing. David speaks in Tehillim 30 verse 1. Tehillim, he says, I will extol you, O Yah. For you have dala, you have lifted, you have raised me up. He says, and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Yah, my Abba. I cry again, cry like Hezekiah. I cry to you, and you have Rapha, you have healed me. I cried unto Yah, and he healed me. O Yah, you have brought my nephesh, my soul, from the grave. You have kept me alive. That I shall not go down to the pit. You hear that, Israel? He cried unto Yah. He healed him. He kept. Yah kept him alive. He kept the Hayah, the rejoicing of Yah in him, that he shall not go down to the pit. So listen, Israel. He has kept you alive. That you should not go down to the pit, because when you go down to the pit, you are separated from Yah. You cannot hear the voice of Yah. He has not even allowed the pit of you to be consumed in the midst of circumstances whereby your mind cannot hear him. Whereby your dilemma has caused your mind not to hear him. He has not allowed that to happen to you, Israel. He has kept you alive. You should not go down to the pit alive. And then he has given you life. And he does that out of his Torah. He gives us life out of his Torah. Without that, we're not going to have any life. I want to close here from Tehillim 103 verse 1. Yahweh, he is our healer. He is our mighty one. And David speaks so eloquent here as he says in Tehillim 103 verse 1. He says, Barach, Yah, O my nephesh, my being, my soul. And he said, and all that is within me. He says, Barach, his Kodesh name. It takes a tremendous effort to get that out of Israel. He says, Barak, his Kodesh name. He says, Brakya Oma Nefesh. And forget not all of his Jemul, his benefits. We forget them. We get the benefit of healing, correction, instruction. We forget all those things. Who forgives all of our iniquities. See, he forgives that first. Who forgive all of your iniquities. He forgive all of our iniquities. Not some. Not some of them, but he forgive all of our iniquities. Not partial. All. Call. All. And what are our iniquities? Our minds operating in a way that there is no guidance of the Torah. He forgive all of our iniquities. And then when he does that, who heals us, Rafa, of some of our diseases. All. Come on, Yisrael. Now it takes faith. He heals us of all. That's called all, not everyone, that's not some, that's not a few, there is no respect of any kind of disease. So begins in our minds, Israel, we must cleanse our mind from this unfaithfulness of Yah, this false attitude we have. David said he heals us of all, he rafa us of all of our diseases. Every disease is clue. We can walk in a path whereby we will not be succumbed by diseases. I believe that. We obey the Torah of Yah. Obey what he says and do it faithfully. Who redeems your life from destruction. He saved us from death and destruction. You all hear that? He redeemed us. We were on a destructive path. Listen, no, I know you answered that today. We always want to think back yonder way. No, I'm talking about today. He redeemed you from the destructive path. Your thoughts today, your ideas, your complaining. Who redeemed us from destruction. And then when he did that, he crowned you with love kind. Man, now that's love kindness and tender mercies. That's the crown that he put upon us, love, kindness, and tender mercies. He crowns us with love, kindness, and tender mercies. And then he, shabach, he satisfies your mouth with 12 things. He feeds us the excellence of his truth. He feeds us imuna. He feeds us with confidence. So that your youth is chadash. Your youth is renewed. Now, if you want to find out what renewed youth is, you just watch some of the little ones. All right? If you're not invigorated like that because the word of Yah has not renewed you. He renew us with, he hadash us, and he renew us as with, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He repairs us, Yisrael. He calls us to be refreshed. He calls us to be revived and to be renewed. That's what Yah does, Yisrael. But it begins with us, Baruch, to bless him and bless his Kadosh, his Kodesh name, and to bless him. It begins within us. You see, it's difficult for us to do that. It's difficult for us to sing unto Yah, to dance unto Yah. It's difficult for us to do that. And we're almost stubborn. Some of us are almost stubborn when it comes to that. It's sad. We're almost stubborn. We resist it. It's wrong. It's wicked. And the reason we do that is because someone has said something to us, we say something to each other that we just don't like. So if we get that offended by each other, when Yah says something, that's because we don't see it, we get much more offended. So it must begin in us. It begins in the mind. It begins in the lab. Here. That thing right there, this is big poom, 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 for the blood. It begins here. It begins here. Right there. That actress, Richardson, they said that she was brain dead. Or that thing right there kept beating, poom, 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 poom. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's not so. Well, I'll tell you what, when we butcher a cow around here, or sheep, you butcher chickens, you will see that little thing just change. Even just boom, 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 boom. But it's dead as a doornail. So that's out there. All right. It's just a muscle, it's a function. Just keep going. But when that heart dies, when they laugh, there's no appetite for the love of Yah, for His truth. You're dead. More than brain dead. You're just dead. There's no healing to that. Period. Period. So that's why we must be renewed, Yisrael. And you will know when you began to walk in the process of being renewed, you began to berach. You began to bless Yah. It will not take anyone telling you that. Hallelujah. Just preach to us. May the riches of Yah rest upon you, Yisrael. You that are joined with us, may His shalom rest in your home and upon you all. May Yah barak you for all things. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you. In all things we barak you, Yah. Bless your people. We told you for those that listen and join with us tonight. Bless us all. We ask all things in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.